Give me Speaker McCormick.
Yes, Mr. President.
Did you ever hear from the Attorney General? Wonder what the hell's happened to him. Reggie's...
Well, I can't put a stop order.
Speaker McCormick.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you, Mr. President?
Well, our boy's just about getting off out there. Took them a little longer than we thought.
Yeah.
And the last one won't get over the target till 12 o'clock.
Our time?
Yeah.
I thought you handled it magnificently.
Well, you're mighty strong. I don't know what I'd done without you. Didn't look like there's anybody there that gonna make up their mind or say anything. I tried to get Carl Benson to say something. What's this going to do to our poverty bill?
Well, I turned to Kyle and Kyle Vincent and Kyle Albert, and I just said to them, percolate around tomorrow and say, now here, you can't let the president down in his own domestic nation with this international situation. So I'm going to utilize it in my own way.
Did you run into any much trouble today?
Well, no, I talked to three or four members, Wagoner, and I talked to, well, I've talked to about three or four, but I've talked to Paul Rogers, and I met Tootney. As a matter of fact, Tootney came to me, called me out of the chamber, and sat down and told me of the talk he had with you, see?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awfully nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't tell him you spoke to me, but he told me. And he's telling me of the talk he had with you that he's going to sit it out. If his boat was needed, he'd boat with us. I think the Republicans are pulling every trick they can, and I don't know. I don't think we'll get 12, 15 Republican votes. So we've got to, all along, we've got to look essentially to the Democratic votes
yeah.
to win the fight.
That's right, but they claim we haven't got but 197 tonight. That won't win it, will it?
197?
Yeah.
Well, there'd be four or five Republican votes, and I would think 207 or 8 votes might win the fight. You see, there's always 25 or 30 absent, and it usually hits across. Usually, percentage-wise, it hits across.
Did you make any progress with Wagner or Rogers?
No, they didn't. The only progress I made is that they didn't say no. I don't expect they'll be with us, but at least I talked to them how it was your one bill that you've recommended, and how important it is, good decent legislation, necessary legislation, how there's certainly states' rights are protected, so forth and so on. But I know these fellows. And
I'll just find out who's in there with you.
Yes, please.
Mr. Meyer's office, please.
Thank you.
Who is in the office with Bill, please, Carol?
Jack's on his way down the hall now. Dick Goodwin is in here, and Buzz is just walking out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow.
Well, Well, we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You see, we didn't finish this SEC builder. I didn't want to because I wanted to bring it over to Lamar because I want to have. I don't want this builder break on Thursday. See?
Mm-hmm.
So to be sure, we get it over to Friday.
Somebody told me Fats Everett said he might not come back.
Well, that's what you run up against, but the only answer to that is they got their responsibility.
You know, they found the three bodies in Mississippi tonight.
Oh, they found them?
Yeah.
Oh, where?
6 miles from the town of Philadelphia, Mississippi, where they were last seen. Buried in a tank, in a dirt tank.
Buried?
Had to get a contractor. But the fella leaked on them, and they've got it. They're getting pretty close. I think he'll break it in the Georgia case, too.
Yeah. You hear anything about Dick Bowling?
No.
I haven't heard.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Mr. President.